In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we offer this Mass for the most lost souls and for our confirmation class, which is going to be confirmed today in our other parish at 6 p.m. tonight. If you can make it to be there with the bishop, he'd love to have you. There'll be a meal there afterwards and a great rejoicing during this beautiful Mass of the parishes that are coming together to share this confirmation. Please do pray for them that they'd really be open to the work of the Holy Spirit within their lives. All hope is not lost for even conversions on this day, at this time. And then truth, that's the theme of this feast. That great conversions can happen and that all hope is not lost. We celebrate today the feast day of St. Monica, the mother of St. Augustine, the great doctor of the church. And the story is very inspiring. We know it well, how she strove so longly for his conversion. The only thing that she wanted in the whole world was that her family would turn to God. She's a woman of devout prayer and who loved God greatly and followed the scriptures and the teachings ardently, just like so many faithful women throughout the ages. She had a terrible life. She was an abuse victim. Her husband was a drunkard. He would go often and beat her mercilessly. He would carouse and go out with other women, and yet she remained faithful. She believed that in some sort of way that her faithfulness would win over her husband. And that faith was not disappointed, because despite what she put up with and continued to pray and continued to intercede for him, just as St. Paul says that the believing spouse may be salt or leaven for that unbelieving one, on his deathbed, he did cry out for baptism and there was saved. Again, this woman only had one faithful son who followed Christ, and the other one was that profligate wise guy who went off to study and to teach in Rome, and later on into Padua, or to Milan, went out to teach there because he was all after worldly reason. He had gone over to the heretics, the Manichaeans, who thought that there was an evil force and a good force, and they were caught in this cosmic battle which was there. And so there was nothing that was truly, truly bad. There was always bad in everything that was good, and there was always good in everything that was bad, and so it's all just a mix. You hear that heresy spouted off by many today, even sometimes, sadly, within those of the church who like to mix Manichaean beliefs or even Eastern religions into Catholicism to make a perversion. St. Monica was one who, through the tears, as you heard in that little passage that we began the Mass with, the collect, what does it say there? For those of you who didn't bring your translations, the collect of the Mass is this. It says, God, the consoler of those who mourn and the safety of those who put their trust in you, you mercifully accept the holy tears of Blessed Monica for the conversion of Augustine, her son. Grant us, through the intercession of both, to bewail our sins and to obtain the grace of your forgiveness. It was Monica's tears also that won not only the conversion of her husband on his deathbed, but St. Augustine, praise God, before his deathbed. We know the story of that poor bishop who was exasperated with Monica, and that she was crying and weeping, and he didn't know how to deal with her tears in any sort of way. So as a sigh, as a moment of just give up on it already, he said to her, how could the son of such tears ever be lost? In truth, she took it as him prophesying to her and speaking a word of encouragement, not one of exasperation. And so she stopped and said, that's the word of God. And so she went her way, trusting that God had already heard her tears sufficiently. It'd be nice to believe that life was great after that, and he converted in an instant. He didn't. It took a long time after that. In fact, Monica didn't behave well her whole life. In fact, it's known, and I discovered this today while reading about her, that she's a patron saint of alcoholics. And the reason is not because she prays for the conversion of alcoholics, although she did. It was because she herself was one. She would often, in her sorrows, drown them away in wine. And so God even healed her of that as well. So here's a saint who as well struggled with addiction. God can work through all. St. Augustine became one of the great doctors of the church. And so you and I can see in this a pattern for us, even in the midst of struggles that are reoccurring sins or hardships that we have that seem to have plagued us for so long within our lives, that God can still use you and I, just as he used Monica. And the tears of a mother, the tears of those who love, are indeed the very thing which touches the heart of God. We see this within the gospel, which is why it was chosen in such a way. It was chosen that to see that those who weeped, especially the weeping eyes of a mother, greatly touch the heart of God. Our Lord, it says, seeing the scene, particularly, we can think of him seeing the mother who was there, It says his bowels were moved, or his bowels were disturbed. He was deeply perturbed. It says he got angry at the depth of who he was at this sight. That a mother should be deprived of her only son. We can indeed see, because he is God, that he was knowing of his own mother. Indeed, of his own mother at the foot of the cross, when he himself, an only son, would be taken far too soon from her. And so in this instance, he knew it was right and just, meet and just, for him to move and act. Such things are the things that move God's heart. If you desire a conversion of somebody within your family or among your friends, if you desire the conversion of your priest or your bishop or even of your holy father, if you desire the conversion of the confirmation students, if you desire the conversion of your town, your city, or of your nation, it is these hot and holy tears, just as given in the example of Monica, that indeed can bring about that conversion. The Lord desires to work miracles, and especially death, not just death of the body, but death of the soul, that moves the Lord to grave disturbance within his bowels. And it is the prayers of such ones as these, even in your imperfection, your addictions, your struggles, and whatever they may be, that God can indeed hear and not only heal that particular situation, but also through the process of it, heal you and give you the grace to continue to go forward. We trust in Monica for these things. And so in this day, entrust to her son, these cares and difficulties as we celebrate this feast day, which is kind of a dual feast day. Not only to weep for the conversion of others, but as our colleague said, to weep over our own sins and through their intercession to obtain forgiveness and conversion ourselves. St. Monica and St. Augustine's, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.